Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Always lovely to spend time with Patricia Scanlon, particularly on Publication Day. Now, recent figures from the CSO show that the number of tourists coming to Ireland suffered a sharp decline in January, down 25% on the same month last year, and this follows a noticeable drop in December too. Tourism Ireland says costs and the Dublin Airport cap are an issue, but what else is at play? Well, I'm joined now by Kevin Griffin, Senior Lecturer in Tourism and Hospitality Management at TU Dublin, and Michael Vaughan, who's owner of Vaughan's Lodge Hotel in Lahinch, and you're both welcome to the programme. Michael, I'm going to begin with you because, as I understand it, your own business isn't too badly affected by this drop we've seen at the start of the year. But are you worried about what might be coming down the track, that this is a canary in the coal mine?
Well, of course, one swallow doesn't a summer make, but I would say to you that if things continue, yes, you would be. And the thing, I suppose, that's worrying us most is that we're really dependent highly on the American market, and the goings-on and policy in the Trump administration will have knock-on effects, because many Americans have their lifetime investments and their pensions invested in the stock market. And if the stock market goes awry, we feel it very much in the tourism business. And that's a worry for us, because, you know, a trip to Ireland is a bucket list trip for many Americans. And, you know, they would be planning maybe a year, often 2 years ahead. And we mightn't feel it this year, but we certainly could feel it in the years ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's their economy. Not much really we can do to influence that. But are you worried about costs being a factor here?
Absolutely. You know, when I started first in the business here, the annual cost of my laundry was about €15,000. Last year it was €65,000. And, wages have gone up a lot. I am a big proponent of paying a decent wage and making sure that people get paid a living wage. But, you know, that adds a huge cost. It's nearly now about half the cost of running the hotel is in wages now, which is a big cost. So you're seeing cost like insurance, nearly every single cost. The one that really bothers me most, I have to say, Claire, is that the rising cost of food and being able to provide a decent menu for guests in the hotel. I've been doing fine dining for 20 years here, and I struggled with charging 80 or 90 euros for a dinner. And this year I've decided I'm just going to go for a lighter fare menu that's more in tune with what people can afford, because really, we're all squeezed all over the place in terms of cost, and hoteliers need to reflect this in what we offer too.
Okay, well, look, Kevin, to bring you in, I mean, these numbers are very recent, what we're seeing at the start of the year, but have you any idea at this stage what the reason for the fall in visitors is or could be?
I suppose there's probably a lot of reasons behind it. Michael alluded there to kind of nervousness in the American economy. This morning I heard on the radio, you know, both Britain and America are looking at interest rates. Consumer indexes are rising. So, you know, tourism is a luxury product. You know, people will almost always want to go on a holiday, but in times of recession or economic uncertainty, they change their plans, their strategies. So, you know, if Ireland is a bucket list holiday for Americans, they're going to maybe put it off for another year if their economics aren't supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
British economy, the German economy as well, is also, there's flutters there as well. And America, Britain and Germany are our three biggest markets. So, you know, we're very much at the mercy, as you commented there yourself. You know, that's their economies. We can't do much about it, but we still have to get out there and sell ourselves to them.
And do you think there's any way that you can see, Kevin, that we could offer better value for money here?
Well, Michael put his finger on it there. You know, we need to maybe reinvent certain things like food to reduce prices. I don't want to go on to the government VAT issue, but, you know, anything that keeps costs down. You know, we're in a situation where where there's a lot of talk about the seat cap in Dublin Airport. You know, if there's more pressure than there is supply, prices will go up. We've got that, we've got cost of power and water, minimum wages, insurance. All of those sort of things really put pressure on suppliers, whether it's accommodation or attractions or food and drink. You know, all of those things have multiple inputs that are costing more and more every year.
Well, listen, I want to move on to Irish people and where we like to go on holiday. And our reporter, Brian O'Connell, got the views of some people in Cork.
I have not holidayed in Ireland in quite some time.
No. Why not?
It's just too expensive.
Give me a sense of it, like, in terms of cost, because flights are expensive as well.
But it's easy to find a cheap flight somewhere. I work in a pub and I'm always listening to people talking about it, that like flight, like an Airbnb or something in Kerry is just working out as the same as a sun holiday, and you know, the weather's not here.
And yet you work in a pub, so you are dependent in some way on tourists coming here to keep a few bob in your pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why are they coming here and having a great time and then we're not seeing the same value ourselves?
It looks like we have the culture, but it's just the country's getting more and more expensive, and it's just cheaper to go elsewhere. And especially, you know, other places have the weather, and it's nice to explore new places. So I like to explore personally. I've grown up in Cork my whole life, so
Getting sick of Cork.
You can't get sick of Cork, no, in fairness. But in terms of holidays, why go to any other county, you know?
What's the best holiday you've had?
The best holiday? I'd probably say Sicily.
Do you holiday in Ireland?
I do, absolutely, when I can. I'd actually prefer staying here now than going abroad, but it's getting the costs are, you got to be careful how you're spending your money, you know. So, you know, when you do go and you're paying probably a lot for accommodation, etc., you want to have the little treat out. It's cost prohibitive. People are going back, it's going back to the 80s where you pack your lunch and you bring a few biscuits with you. I think.
Obviously weather dependent. If you have small children, you know, you're hoping you're going to get a good couple of days.
Look, it's the best country in the world. If you're lucky enough to get the weather, happy days. It's a great country. We have so much to offer.
I think during COVID, a lot of people reconnected with Ireland and reconnected with holidaying here. And I wonder, has that sustained?
I'd say if you looked at the amount of people that jumped on flights very quick after COVID, it might tell you that there was that desire to go to the south of Spain was there all the time. Definitely people are seeing the options that are there. There's great cycle trails everywhere, the walking. These are free amenities that are there in the country, and there's so much to offer.
So where will you go this year?
Sure, if we get out to Dalahy's there, we'll be lucky.
Down in West Cork?
Down in West Cork, yeah. As far out west as you can get without next stop America. You know, it's beautiful down on the Barra Peninsula.
Well, they're not keen on leaving Cork, but Michael, in your experience, are Irish people doing staycations like they were during COVID, or is that gone now?
I know, I won't say it's all gone, but there's a lot of people that are going. You look at the car park in Shannon Airport on any given holiday weekend, and it's full to the brim. People are going abroad. But, you know, one of the things that has happened, and people don't realise this, is we lost a whole stock of mid-priced hotels right across the country. We used to have a very thriving two-star and three-star hotel market. They all morphed into four-star hotels back in the boom and beyond. And you don't see too many people building these type of hotels now because there isn't really a government or national policy on it. And many of the three-star hotels that would have been great for small family trips and for foreign tours, German and Italian and French tours, they took on Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, and they've been taken out of the market. And they're a good portion along the west coast of hotels. So we've you know, back in the 1980s when we had a price pinch late in the 1980s, you had, remember, I don't know if you remember, Jury's Inns came along and guaranteed a price of, I think it was like about £50 a room. We don't have that at the moment and we just need to recreate it.
Yeah, Kevin, I mean, that's a really good point, isn't it? If people are looking for a less expensive holiday in Ireland, it's not really there for them. You know, there are some, let's not say there are none when it comes to three-star budget
Absolutely,
accommodation,
yeah.
But we don't have much of an offering in that regard.
You know, and the other side of that, I suppose, is the traditional bed and breakfast has kind of evaporated as well. You know, they've become, you know, much fancier, providing much higher quality product to increase their revenue. So the only cheaper options really are things like camping or things like that, which don't suit every family or every situation. I agree. We need to start reinventing.
I mean, Michael mentioned that a lot of those hotels were offered to Ukrainians escaping the war, and some of those will be coming back into the market. But do you agree with him that there was a move into the four-star range, really, that hasn't been backed up with the three-star offering?
Absolutely. And there's also evidence that we need more five-star. You know, I've been in seminars and stuff with say event organisers who say they can't bring in the higher end business because we don't have enough capacity in at the upper end of the scale. So it really is a juggling act. The rooms coming back online, or there's I read of about 7,000 extra bedrooms being built across the industry coming online for this year. Mm-hmm. So we should have a whole lot more supply, but you know it's hard to cut your costs. One of the reasons costs go up is because of demand, but the other is because of the I said the inputs that are there, which are you know impossible for the industry to find some wriggle room in.
Yeah.
You know, your energy costs are going up, well, all listen, these sort of things. So.
Good to speak to you both and to think about getting away on a holiday in Ireland. Michael Vaughan and Kevin Griffin, thank you for being with us. Dermot Bannon will be here after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.